everyone, I'm Maddie and welcome back to my channel. Today I'm at Eureka, which is our National Children's Museum, and I'm joined by two of Eureka's enablers. Please welcome...
Russ!
And...
Lorraine!
And what are we trying to do today, guys? We're attempting...
8 experiments.
For 8 planets.
Which is pretty ambitious, but we are going on a space trek throughout our solar system. So we need a rocket, and all good adventures in space start with an exciting rocket launch. So take it away, guys. First up, we are heading to Mercury. Now, Mercury is the smallest planet, and it's also the planet that is closest to the sun. It's a terrestrial planet, which means it's got a rocky surface. But to tell us more about that, Ross.
Whoa, okay. So there we go, that is our nappy snow, which is just reminding us of how cold it is on Neptune.
So there you go, those are our 8 experiments for our 8 planets, but we want to end on a question. Now imagine that the whole universe has been shrunk right down till the sun is this size. This is our model sun right here. Now if the sun is this big, my question is, how big do you think the Earth would be, and how far away would the Earth be from this sun here? Well, let's find out. I'm going to go and join Ross and Lorraine. So they have walked the distance of the Earth, or where the Earth would be placed from the sun. What do you reckon, 10 meters? 20 meters? No, it's much further. Come with me. Hi everyone, I'm Maddie. Welcome back to my channel. Now, I asked you on Twitter what you wanted to know for Christmas, and loads of you asked, how are candy canes made? So I've come to Spun Candy in Shoreditch in London to find out how. So far in this series, we've looked at where you should be studying and how you can best manage your time to maximise your productivity and avoid procrastination. But today we're going to be asking, how should we actually be studying to get that information firmly stuck in our heads? Luckily, several years ago, the study of all studies was published. Literally, this was a study that studied study practices, and it ranked the effectiveness of some of the most popular learning techniques. I've gone through this study and I'm here to bring you the good, the bad, and the downright ugly, and some of them might surprise you.